Ramen Power Makeup. Created by Opal Song. So I'm doing Magical Girl AUs this year, and I know last year for Pod Together, my group and I came up with a Naruto Magical Girl AU, but that was a while ago, and also I figured, you know, why not do another take on it? Now I have to think of another take on it because I really want to do a Magical Girl AU, but I think I may have used up most of my thoughts on that particular subject. I'm trying to figure out if there was somebody that I didn't include in that one. Okay. So this is going to be really niche, but I also know that a bunch of people have at least been listening to my podfic, and there have been a lot of people who have read the fic, but this is going to be an AU of a fic. This is going to be fic for the fic reverse, which I have been podficking, and which is by Black Cat, which involves the Kyubi no Kitsune being sent back in time after a, like, failed future where they don't actually defeat Kaguya, or she comes back after they defeat him or whatever and she wins. And they send him back in Naruto's body, or Naruto and Sakura send him back in Naruto's body, and then he has to, like, save the world and become human, kind of. And what if in that universe Naruto had been, like, Magical Girl Naruto, kind of, like, from my Pod Together project, like, the Sailor Moon type deal. So Naruto had been Sailor Moon, and now, Kyubi, or Kurama, is now in this body that is still Sailor Moon, and is popped back in time, and now, like, is Sailor Moon back in time. So Kyubi no Kitsune Kurama as Sailor Moon. He would be the angriest Sailor Moon ever. I am now really enchanted by this idea of he has to, like, go through the entire Sparkle transformation sequence and gets the, like pigtails, only they're red instead of blonde, and, like, he's still got his fangs and claws in Sailor Moon form, and he just tends to, like, attack things with his claws instead of, you know, using heart power makeup or whatever, or heart power emotion or whatever the, like, actual attacks are with his wand, and he keeps just, like, attacking things. Yeah. I'm really enchanted by this idea now. Oh, yeah. Anyway, for Zandapod, I really hope that you were listening to Reverse, or at least have read it, so that you know, so that you can, like, sort of pull from the same references. But, yeah, now I kind of really want this fic. Yeah, happy holidays.